This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States and Russia will hold much-anticipated talks in early January on European security and the Ukraine conflict after Moscow demanded NATO halt its eastward expansion. A spokesperson for the U.S. National Security Council told AFP late Monday that the talks with Russia will take place January 10th. Russia's deputy foreign minister confirmed the date Tuesday and said the talks will take place in Geneva, where U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin met for their first summit in June. Moscow and NATO representatives are also expected to meet January 12th, while the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which includes Russia and the United States, will address the tensions the following day. The Kremlin has grown increasingly insistent that the West and NATO are encroaching dangerously close to Russia's borders. The United States has ordered an aircraft carrier to remain in the Mediterranean in a bid to reassure European allies amid fears Russia will invade Ukraine, an official said Tuesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier strike group to stay in the region and hold off on its scheduled onward voyage to the Middle East. The move comes despite an agreement by the United States and Russia to hold those aforementioned talks January 10th. The Taliban released a prominent Afghan TV station owner Tuesday who was detained for 2 days, according to the independent media monitoring group Afghanistan Journalist Center. A joint survey released last week by the Afghan Independent Journalists Association and Reporters Without Borders found that at least 40% of the country's media outlets have disappeared. It also found more than 80% of Afghan women journalists